Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to the channel. It is Denise Salcedo and Righteous Reg, the California Connection. And today we are ranking our top 10 favorite AEW theme songs. So, Reg, I want to start off by asking you, what makes a theme song really effing great, in your opinion?
I think the intro, the first thing that you hear when the song starts, because it's all about pops, Denise. All we want to hear is like, we want to hear the song. We want to know who the wrestler is and then immediately react. So anyone who has kind of like a big stamp, boom, when the song kicks off, that was what really makes an entrance music to me.
It's definitely like, for example, the glass shatter, Stone Cold Steve Austin, yes, is the most iconic, you know, example of that, because the second you hear like the first sound of it, it's like everyone knows who it is. Everyone's exactly going to react and you're going to get that pop. So I feel the exact same way. Like, to me, it's the pop at the beginning of how I feel when it's nothing bothers me more than a song that takes forever to get started.
And then can't we be like that in wrestling. Yeah, wrestling, it needs to get right to it.
Yes, I agree. And then I also like songs that are a little bit, you know, unique, that feel different, that feel like once in a lifetime. You know, that's more of the type of music that I personally gravitate towards. So anyways, I'm very excited to see what our top 10 is going to look like for AEW themes, since we cover it on a weekly basis. So let's get to it. Here we go. Number 10. Reg, you go first. What's your pick?
Number 10. I immediately started talking about pops. But another thing that kind of gets me when it comes to theme music is if it really, really fits the wrestler. Like, if you hear the music and you're like, that one just really works for the wrestler. Funny enough, because very recently I just said this match will never happen. And I'm funny, I didn't want to say these people's names out loud because I'm tired of putting them together. But my first pick is going to be the man himself, Mr. Limitless, Keith Lee. I think when Keith Lee's theme hit, it's like there's a lot of people's themes who like really match them, but Keith Lee's theme is like perfect for him. It's big, it's boisterous. There's a little bit of him in there. Like, everything about it screams Keith Lee. So that's why it's going to be my 10th pick here.
I like that example that you say where it like matches them. When I was a kid, I used to think that the wrestlers sang their own music songs.
Exactly. Yes.
So like, if it sounded like that person, I'd be like, oh yeah, he sang this song.
Exactly. That's exactly how I felt too. Like, Shawn Michaels was singing a song. I think he kind of actually was though. So
yeah, I think he was. Yeah. I don't even know anymore, but I'm just going to tell myself it did. I like that type of stuff. All right. Yeah. So my number 10 is Samoa Joe Coliseum Clash. And I went with that one because Samoa Joe, when he comes out, you're like, ooh, this MFer is gonna kill me. And I think they did such a great job of, you know, basically, you know, all of his songs have pretty much been, you know, very similar with the dun, you know, I'm so terrible with beats, but whatever. But like, he's coming to get you, he's coming out, dun, 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 dun. Like, I love that feeling. So I feel like they definitely got it right with Samoa Joe's theme here in AEW. It's a good one. It's a good one.
Yes, it is.
All right. Number 9.
My number 9 pick is another one that's pretty much along those same lines, same kind of vibe. When you hear this music, you know exactly who's coming out. You know exactly what's going to happen. It's a party. Number 9 for me is going to be Willow Nightingale. Her AEW theme is perfect. On the indie, she had this song, To Be Real. I don't know who sings To Be Real, but it fit her so well. So when she was coming into AEW, I was a little bit worried about if they were going to be able to capture that essence. But they totally did capture that essence. When you see the Titantron, when you see the when you see her come out and you hear the theme with her, it's perfect.
I know. I love it because the second you hear it, you're like, I want to just dance like this. And then Willow comes out dancing. Yes. Everybody's dancing. It's this like big flower power type of feel when she comes out. All right. So totally opposite of Willow Nightingale. My number 9 is Big Pressure, this Swerve's theme song.
Hey.
Because every single damn time I'm like, I swerve.
Yep.
All the damn time. And I always make the same stupid joke in my head. I'm like, why are you swerving when you're driving? If you're swerving and you're driving, you probably shouldn't be driving.
That joke sucks, Denise.
It does. But I always think it inside my head. But every single damn time I'm like, I'm swerve, whatever.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
It's a good song. I like it. It's a fun one. It's the one that always gets me singing. Number 8.
Okay, my number 8 pick is probably the most unique song of my list because it's stock music. And if anybody knows anything about music and how royalties and things on TV, if you played music on TV, you had to pay those people. So AEW has in-house producers, shout out to Mikey Ruckus, that like makes the song so they don't have to deal with that. But then sometimes they're just music that you could just put on any video using anything there in this lexicon of stock music. Music, the AEW World Champion MJF has a stock music song. Like, you could just go and find his song in some playlist, put it on anything you want, and nobody will charge you for it. They've been using it for 4 years now. MJF, that theme, it sounds like a stock song when you say it out loud, but what it represents and being with him for this whole time, and when it hits, like the reaction that comes with it, it's either recently it's been babyface pops, but for the most part, when that music hits, we're about to boo. We hate this guy. He's out of here.
And I forgot, like, I was going to put it on my top 10 and then I did it because there was just so many other songs that I really liked too. But that's a really great one. But you know which version of the MJF song I also like? The orchestra version.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. See, Mikey's remixed a couple of those things to being like that, and the orchestra one hits pretty hard.
I love that one. That one's really good. All right, so I'm going to go with my number 8 being the final countdown for Bryan Danielson. I had to put this one, and I know people are going to be like, what, all the way at the bottom of the list? I know it's more of like a feelings type of thing, because when you hear it and you're like, oh my God, like this is so freaking cool. But for me, I'm going to go with it at number 8 only because, well, there is other songs I just really like, but this one is always really fun because everybody it feels like you're celebrating. I don't know what the hell you're celebrating, but it feels like you're celebrating. You feel like standing up and you just want to, move along to the rhythm of this song. So for me, I had to put this one on the list.
Yeah. See, I didn't know how we could rank how the songs in this thing could go, because in the 1 through 5, there's some personal picks here and some songs haven't been played as many as often as the other ones. And I didn't know how Final Countdown landed, because at All Out, oh my God, that Final Countdown and that Chicago crowd hit like some, that's like one of my top 5 entrances ever right there, of being in there, the song, we're all going crazy. Like, oh my God, I'll remember that forever.
Exactly. All right. Number 7. What do you got?
My number 7 is along the same lines, I guess, of MJF. Actually, his tag team partner, Adam Cole. I mean, come on, Denise. When it's all about the boom hits, how crazy is that? You were in Wembley, weren't you? How crazy was that all about the boom there? There's some themes that are just like that. It's like they're all about this big pop. They're all about this moment right here in time that you know your favorite guy is about to come out. And not only is your favorite guy coming out, you get to participate in his theme. And like, that's something a lot of wrestlers can't say. Adam Cole.
So we're twinning here because my number 7 is also Adam Cole. You know it's it. All about the boom, Adam Cole, baby. I mean, everybody, it doesn't matter who you are, you gotta sing along to this dang song. And it's one that sticks in your head afterwards. It's exciting. You memorize the entrance already. The whole thing is just so freaking cool and fun to experience. And like you said, when you get to sing along to somebody's theme, like whether it's a Cody Rhodes or a Sami Zayn or whoever, like you love to do that kind of stuff. So I feel like it's awesome to have those moments in your song. So I agree. All right, number 6.
These picks are all just going to start being like hip hop oriented. I mean, what did you expect having rapper Righteous Reg on your show? Like, it's all going to be that. So my number 6 is going to be AR Fox. It's done by the homie Josiah Williams. Absolutely great song. Like, there's some songs that like I wouldn't like, people listen to themes at the gym. Like, I don't do that. Like, I'm not listening to themes in my car. I'm not doing any of that. There's some songs that I'm like, I would bump out of the lexicon of being in professional wrestling. And this is one of those songs. Also matches AR Fox so well. Josiah went crazy. The beat, everything about it. The AR Fox theme is number 6 for me.
All right. My number 6 is actually going to be the first theme that Bryan Danielson had in AEW, the Born for Greatness one. I liked that one because at first it sounded like it would go one direction. And the next thing you know, there's like all of these background vocals and it just turns into a totally different song. And I really like that. Like, at first I wasn't too crazy about the song, but it grew on me so fast too. I had to put this one up here on my list. It's a fun one. Like, I always feel like I got to go to like a club or something when I listen to this one. And it doesn't match Bryan Danielson for like a second. Like, who thinks Bryan Danielson in a club?
And who thinks Denise Salcedo in a club also?
Hey, I went to a club one time, Reg.
Okay? One time, she said.
Oh, wait, actually, two times. Two times. Wow. I remember. I went two times. Nope, you know what? Those are two times in the United States, one in Costa Rica, and one time in Italy, and that was it. Four times.
You're destroying me, Denise. So funny. You were capping. Oh, yeah, I was out of town, too.
Yeah, I was like,
at least, okay. Time? Respect Denise for going out of town somewhere and going out. I like that respect.
I had a bad time. Well, I don't want to say I had a bad time, but
I wouldn't think you were going to have a good time. That's not a Denise Salcedo environment of the club.
No, definitely not. And then what's worse is that your friends always make you dance with the guys that you're not interested in just so that you can dance with somebody and so can they. And then it sucks because everybody wants to bump and grind. And I'm like, I want to bump and grind with you.
Exactly. Yeah. No, see, the whole setting, like, you're not trying to drink. You're not trying to do, like, none of it seems like anywhere you would want to be.
And it's literally the exact same dancing all the damn time. All the damn time. You know what it is, Reg? The guys get all close to you.
Well,
a little bit of this.
There's people that are into that, Denise. I know you don't like it, but a lot of people do like that. They want to bump their uglies. They want to get their drinks. They want to be sweaty and dark for some reason. I don't know. I don't get it. I've never been a fan myself, Denise. We went for my 21st birthday. We got like VIP in Vegas, you know, the whole thing. And I was like, I don't want to do any of this, dude. Give me that money, these thousands of dollars you're trying to spend on this dumb spot, and I'll go have the best time of all time. And since then, it's always like, if I go out, it's to a lounge or a bar or something, never to like a big club where you got to pay $200 to get in.
Exactly. I rather just butt my music in the shower, throw my own concert, be by myself dancing. Now that's a party right there. But anything else, no thanks. All right. Moving on. We are at what, number five? Yes.
We're at number five. Yes. Another hip hop pick. I think this theme is probably legit. It was hard to make this list because this one hits so hard so often. Hook, Action Bronson, that combination of knowing who Action Bronson is, knowing who he represents, we've seen him in an AEW ring. But even before that, we knew that he was this huge wrestling fan. And so for Hook, Taz's son, Red Hood Section of Brooklyn, to have an Action Bronson theme that goes super hard and matches his character and everything about it is just dope. That's the one for me.
I love it. We're so different on this one. I'm going to go with Super Kick Party. I mean, I literally did a whole ass theme song based off of that song. You mentioned getting excited the second a song plays. This one, the second time you hear Super Kick Party, everyone's like, the Young Bucks or whatever. Right. This is a very fun song and I like fun songs. So this one's definitely up there for me. All right. Number four.
My number four, we got crossover picks earlier. You had it. The Homeboy Swerve. Okay. There's so much that this Big Pressure song represents. One is just a really dope song. Right before Swerve is going to come in, they had played the song for us for like the whole weekend. We were just playing that song back to back to back to back to back. And so to finally hear it, and now it has the Who's House and people are like super into it. That thing just hits so hard for me.
My number four, because I like the vibe. I love the darkness, the mysteriousness of it all. You know who I'm going with here. It's Darby Allin.
Yes.
I don't even know the words. I just like, You get what I'm saying? I can't. That's my impression of the Darby song. I don't know the words, actually. But it has like this very dark voice. It's like, I fucking love it though.
Yes, Denise, that's exactly the greatest way to describe it. It's like that. Yeah, that's it.
That's watch. Next time you listen to the Darby Allin song, you're gonna hear the it's in there somewhere. Trust me, it's in there. No, for reals. I love this song. When Darby comes out in his little skateboard and his little black
Denise hood, is giving me the hiccups, you guys. Makeup.
The whole vibe for the song, like this song makes me want to go down to like some punk club and just be there like all dressed in black. And
have you had a gothic phase, Denise? I feel like maybe like from
sporadically
15, like a one day goth 16, phase. 17, you're like maybe I'm gothic today. I don't know.
I used to be emo. That was my vibe. Because it was pretty popular on the line back in the day. Like when you were on MySpace, the emo look was very popular. So I would do like the black eyeliner, smoky, and you know, the bangs and cover one eye and only show one eye. And so that was my vibe back in the day. My friends used to call me emo niece.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like for our generation around our time, that's kind of like our goth phase. It was like you had an emo phase, you went to Warped Tour, you said,
oh god, I hate Warped Tour. I went three times.
Yeah, me too.
I don't like how do I explain this? I don't like concerts where there's no seats.
You've been old for a long time, Denise. I don't know you've been this old lady for this long. Come on, that's an old person thing, Denise.
You know why I hate it, Reg? Because when you're short, people put their elbows on you like you're a freaking table. You know how many dudes would be right behind me with their elbows right on my freaking shoulders while they're relaxing, taking their little selfies above my fucking head?
Okay. All right. Listen, I get it, Denise. I didn't understand at first. But you
and
know,
then people
the height
sweat
thing,
on you. Yeah. It's just disgusting.
Yeah, I guess so. And like when you're at the Warped Tour for 8 straight hours and there's nowhere to sit, it's like, all right, you guys, like I gotta go.
Yeah, and I would only go because my cousin loved going, and she was so into that, and she would go into all the little mosh pits, and she was always up in the front. So this is when I realized I knew I was a mom because I had enough, and I told her, "You go, you do your thing, you take your time." I would go to the back and I would hang out in the shade with all the moms.
They're like, little girl, you're supposed to be out there too. And you're out here next to them. Yeah.
No, thanks, man. I hate that. I hate that stuff. Or else I'll never go to Coachella or EDC. Yeah, I mean, I don't even like EDC music, but I wouldn't go to any of those things.
Yeah. I think I phased out of my festival stage for sure.
Yeah. No, I can't. I went to a festival one time. I think it was called Kaboo.
Kaboo.
Yeah, Kaboo. It's like a 3-day music festival in San Diego, actually. And you know what I did? I went to all of the comedy shows that they had in the air conditioned room that they had for the comedies. I watched like 8 shows that weekend.
All air conditioned and nice, huh? Denise.
I didn't see one song being played from one
artist. Come on. You went to a comedy festival. You can't even count that.
I was just chilling. I was like, I ain't going to do any of that. All right. Here we go. Our top three. This is it. Numero three. What's your pick, Reg?
Okay. These top three are all very personal, biased picks. I'm not going to take it away from anybody. The three best moments in wrestling entrance music history, I'm going to give them to you right now. My number three, my big homie. I did this song for this album, AEW, Who We Are, giving it up to the black wrestlers, paying attention to black history, just kind of making this thing. It was only one time on one AEW Dark episode, but the homie came out to a song that I have words on. And me and my big homie, how everything got to that point, that's like the best moment that I ever had. Like I cried tears watching it on TV. Like, this is crazy. I can't believe it happened. So number three is Powerhouse Hobbs, Righteous Reg. The homie Graham's also on there. Definitely listen to Who We Are. It's on streaming now.
Man, congrats, man. That's freaking awesome. I can't even imagine having a moment like that. That's really freaking cool and something to be proud of.
Yes.
All right. So my number three is going to go to Orange Cassidy. Orange Cassidy's theme song. I think it was the Jefferson Starship. Yeah, Jane. Yeah. Okay. I literally just learned the song today, like the name of the song today, because that was like, oh, this is Orange Cassidy's theme song.
Did you think that was a song or did you think that was just his song?
Look, so in order to do this list, I just went on Spotify and I went on AEW themes, and then they have a playlist that's AEW 2023. And I'm like, okay, cool. Let me just go through all of them. And there's some that it'll say like, oh, the person's name on the side. And then there's some that don't. So like this one just said Jane. And I'm like, I'm gonna click on it. So I click on it. And I was like, oh, this is Orange Cassidy's theme. That's literally how I decided on my list.
Gotcha. It worked out. It worked out.
Yeah, it definitely did. All right. So anyways, this song's freaking cool, man. I remember I was at a show. I forget which show, but they were playing wrestling theme songs. And I swear to God, they played this song like 20,000 times. Right. And it was just such a good vibe, especially when you're out there and you're just hanging out with friends and you're listening to the song. So not only is it cool when Orange Cassidy's coming out, but it's also cool when you're just vibing at a bar or at a restaurant with your friends. So I kind of have some good memories with this song. Like, it was just a cool vibe. Which is why Orange Cassidy would have it.
Exactly. It fits perfectly. It's exactly what we've been talking about. Some things just fit the wrestler perfectly. And this is one of those. And yeah, even if it's not wrestling, you could just like be listening to that, having a good time.
Yes. All right. Number two.
My number two pick is also a one-time only entrance theme. It only happened one time. I wish it would happen a million more times, but it's probably not personally connected to me. My favorite wrestling theme ever, it was when Daniel Garcia had West Side Gun accompanying him rapping along to Dr. Bird's Griselda. It's like I could talk for 5 hours about how much that theme and how great everything in that entrance was. I won't hear, but like the best hip hop, my favorite hip hop, my favorite wrestling, all combined into one. Like that was the best.
It was just like Play-Doh of all the things you love.
Molded all together for me.
Nice, nice. All right. Number two is things I don't like, but I love this song. I don't like cowboys. Oh. I don't even like songs without words.
Oh.
But damn, this song's freaking good. So I'm going to have to give it to Hangman Adam Page. Yes. Done.
This that was you riding a horse, Denise.
That's the Hangman Adam Page song. Dude, that song's freaking dope, man. I love that song. Yeah. You know, I almost thought this was going to be my number one, but then there's another one that I really like. But I'm not a person who likes, you know, songs really without words. I like words, right?
Yeah, totally.
But this one doesn't have any words.
Yeah.
Doesn't have any words. Yeah. And the beat just carries you through it. It's exciting. And I like the
now when that dun, 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 when that hits and everybody's like, oh, it's Adam Page, it's lit, it's Hangman.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Like I feel like entering a Western every time I hear this song. And so for that reason, I have to put it up here, man. This is one of my favorite theme songs. It just gets Hangman Page. It's so simple, but yet it does a lot for what it is.
Yeah, that was one of my number 11 honorable mentionables or whatever how you call it, Adam Page, because that one is like kind of like what defines AEW. There's a couple of things that really define AEW, and that one is one of them.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, number one, the very best AEW theme song.
Again, a very biased pick. I know you guys are like, wow, what about Kenny Omega? What about this? Blah, blah, blah. The greatest wrestling moment that ever happened to me so far only happened one time. Paige VanZant, Double or Nothing. Live action pay-per-view. My rap is happening while I'm in the arena. Like, that's number, like, there's bucket list items I had, Denise, throughout my career. That was it. Knocked it off. I got everything else after this is just a big cherry. Paige VanZant, far and away. Pay-per-view. I've been watching wrestling for 30 years, Denise. I've been to a bunch of pay-per-views. I've watched way too many pay-per-views. I watched way too many wrestling shows. No one should ever watch anything close to what I've seen. And for that moment to happen, that's it. Far and away.
Man, that's freaking cool, man. Like you said, a bucket list dream. I think I was there that day behind you.
Remember you made the video? And I was like going crazy. And you're like, look at Reg going crazy up there. Yeah, you were sitting behind me.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, I remember that. I was like, I definitely remember that. All right. That's freaking awesome. It took me back right now. It took me back.
Yep.
All right. My favorite AEW theme song, because the second it comes out, I'm like, all right, I got the vibe that I like. It's exciting. I got a little dance to go with it because of this person. And it is Ricky Starks' theme song. The little thing, all of it, everything about this song. This one makes me feel, and I've said it a million times, but it makes me feel like I'm going to Las Vegas and I'm about to gamble on my money. I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to come out with my disco shiny clothes. Mm-hmm. That's the vibe that this one gives me. But I just love how exciting it is. I love the way that Ricky Starks choreographed his entrance to where everybody knows to do the little thing and, you know, have a good time with it. And then the little, you know, the part where he does that or whatever, all of that, the whole thing, I just love so much. And so for that reason, it ended up being my favorite. And I didn't even realize how much I loved it until I started comparing it to other songs. And I'm like, which one would I rather hear? And that's essentially how I ended up coming up with my list.
Denise, this makes me so happy. 10 songs, Righteous Rage, Denise Salcedo, Zero Judas.
I'm done with Judas, bro. I've been done with Judas.
Got your ass, Chris Jericho.
Dude, I was like, where is he going with this?
No Judas. Judas, baby.
Yeah, that's the one we got to see being performed at All In. Full on 80,000 people concert.
So you're not into it. You're a big Chris Jericho fan, though, Denise. I thought it would be on the list at least. Yeah,
but I'm not really too crazy about the song. Like, it's just there. Like, I think
how many times have you heard it? Yeah, I was going to say, you've heard it so many times.
Yeah. So for me, I'm just like, whatever. Like, there's so many other songs that I like, you know, that I rather listen to that haven't been played out one zillion times. Not going to happen. Anyway.
Yes.
Not even care. Yes. Now, if we were ranking like favorite theme songs of all time, then Jericho would definitely be on the list with Break the Walls Down. Mm-hmm. Totally. Okay, then that's totally different. But for this Judas one, no thanks. I'm good.
Yeah, I feel you.
All righty. So there you go. Those are our top 10 favorite AEW theme songs. In the comments section below, let us know which theme songs are your favorites. Are we missing some of yours? Are you mad because Judas didn't make either of our lists? Let us know in the comments section below. And before we go, Reg, take the floor. Where can people find you?
Every Saturday morning, you can find me on the Grep City podcast with Phil Lindsay. We're on the Fightful Network. Also on the Fightful Network, I'm Ask Grep Cities every other Thursday. I'm on Thursday nights with Kate after the Ring of Honor show. And on Wednesday afternoons, I'm with Mike on Indeed on Fightful Overbook. And of course, every Wednesday night, you can catch me here on this channel with Denise Salcedo. We're talking the AEW Dynamite. It's California Connection, and it's lit.
All righty, everyone. And you guys know where to find me here on the channel. Give this video some love. And thank you guys so much for supporting the California Connection. Catch you guys next time.